Welcome to another episode of the Disciple Making Leader Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Borgman, the Executive Director of Disciple First. And, you know, we are in our third episode already, Dallas. Of season four.
Yeah.
I mean, time flies when you're having fun.
I sure am.
So, but this is the last installment of what we've been sharing with you of a pre-recorded event that called the Disciple Making Leader Live that we hosted during our Cross Creek Collective. If you're just joining us in episode three on the podcast and don't know what I'm talking about with the collective, go back to episode one from this season and we talk about what is the collective, what are we doing in this wacky show, why are we doing this. So if you need to go back and do that, we would encourage you to go back to those episodes. They're there for you. But we're picking up in our last conversation of the Disciple Making Leader Live, and this was my favorite segment. Again, no shade to anybody else. I love everyone, everybody on our team and everybody in the collective. But this is just an exciting time for our ministry to be able to share this conversation and with this ministry partner. And so this episode, we're really focusing on our partners in Nepal. Yeah. Last year, we sent a team and were able to train at a conference in Nepal with one of the largest church movements in Nepal. It's either the first or the second oldest church in Kathmandu, and the movement that's come out of that church. And the exciting thing to me about this wasn't just a, hey, we met these guys because we think it's cool to go to Nepal. And this was just a guy in our church that had been discipled and got heart deep about investing his life and said, hey, what about these people that I have this connection with, these leaders in Nepal? What if I invested in them? What if I shared the Grow Series, this disciple making tool, with them? And what if we did that on Zoom? And they were very receptive to that. And so he was able to walk through all three books of the Grow Series with these key leaders. And they were like, this is exactly what we need. We have a multiplication strategy. We have resources, but we don't have this tool that can really help people understand how to personally invest in someone else and multiply. And that after that, they were so excited. They say, hey, can we translate this?
Yeah.
And over the last few years, these partners have been working through a translation in Nepali. And as we speak and as we record right now, we have the first two books of the Grow Series already translated in Nepali.
That's so incredible.
And so it's exciting. We were able to launch that, the first book, last year while we were there in person and hand those out to the conference. And they're already starting organic multiplication after we kind of release those. And so I really am hopeful that you'll be encouraged by this conversation. We've got Keith Squires, who is a church member here and a business leader that's just a disciple-making leader. He's not in full-time ministry, but that's his heartbeat, is to make disciples who make disciples. And then we have Pastor Prem and Pastor Lokpa, yeah, who are church planters and leaders of this church movement in Nepal. And so they're going to share their story, let you know a little bit more about what's going on in the darkness of Nepal and just the uniqueness that even positionally, geographically, that Nepal has of a place of influence. And man, this is what I'm really am excited about. And as I talk about this story, we're planning another trip to Nepal.
Yeah, you're going back this year.
Yeah, in a couple months. So just booked the tickets, a couple weeks ago. And what I'm excited is it's just the beginning, and that they are excited about not only, hey, we have a book, we have tools, we have these things, but can you help us train leaders that we can send? That, hey, these leaders can go into other countries. These leaders can go into the remote villages of Nepal where it is extremely dark and human trafficking exists and is very prevalent, and just be able to bring the gospel into very dark places. And man, to me, it's very humbling because, again, I'm just this kid from Arkansas, and all of a sudden God is sending us to Nepal and be able to encourage and equip leaders there. And, you know, I'm just excited to be able to share this conversation so that you kind of get to know these great, great men and hopefully get just as excited as I am about the work that God is doing in Nepal.
So humbling is a good word for it. When you told me, hey, we're going to go spend the morning and get lunch with these guys. And, you know, I'm thinking, these guys are on the front lines of one of the coolest disciple-making movements in the world right now. What do I have to offer them, teach them? I just want to absorb and learn from them. But I'll tell you what we had that they wanted, and that was beef. They wanted good Texas beef in fajitas. Every form. Fajitas, barbecue, because they love beef, but I can't get it very easily over there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, I hope you enjoy this episode. This has really been encouraging for me to get to know these guys, and I'm just excited to share with our audience and share just their heart and their ministry and what God is doing in Nepal. So I hope you enjoy this episode.
I feel so at home with all this Topo Chico happiness happening.
Craig, don't encourage him. And you guys don't encourage him. I mean, I'm going to have to go talk to Dana. Dana, are you in the room? We need to rework the budget. We need more Topo Chico. Let's increase the budget. We're going to have to work on that.
That's so, right.
Tis the season.
That's right.
Welcome
That's
back right. to the Disciple Making Leader Live. We've had fun. We've talked to residents, staff members, people from all over the place.
That's
We've
right.
got planters, yep. But we're still trying to catch Pastor David. He's preaching with his left hand, basically.
That's right.
Second language, but I don't think we're going to catch him, but we might.
We this might, one, because, this, you know, I said we might. Had somebody from homegrown, somebody from far away, but this is really far away.
This is a little bit further. We have another homegrown, but we got a little bit further away.
A How lot about, further away.
A lot, like... all the way around the world, further away.
That's
how,
right.
How about we bring our friends up from Nepal and also Keith Squires from
Let's
right here at
go.
Home.
Let's go. Come on, people.
So we've got a couple guests from all the way from Nepal, Pastor Prim and Pastor Lakpa. They're making their way up. And then we have Keith Squires, who is a church member here at Cross Creek. Welcome them. Come on.
Prim, all right. How are you? Have a seat. We're glad to have you
hello,
here.
Hello.
So Pastor Prim, the whole time he's been in town since Saturday, it's like, where do you want to eat? I don't care. Anywhere with beef. Beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner, right, Pastor Prim? It better be, or we're in trouble if we don't feed him beef while he's here. Lakpa, how are you? You holding up? Yeah, yeah. So, Keith, I'm going to start with you. We're going to start with you, because this is where our, at least our involvement kind of started in this. So you're a church member here, you're a business guy, in a connect group, just living... you know, normal church life.
Just a regular guy.
And somebody invited you into a grow group, poured into you through that period of time, invested in you, and then challenged you to multiply your life. So that's kind of where we picked this up.
Right.
Fill in kind of the audience of how did it go from, hey, somebody poured into you to you getting this wild, crazy idea to maybe invest in some guys from Nepal? How'd we get
sure.
there?
Sure. And I would say my story is a series of people saying yes to open doors. The doors that God opens, and it didn't just start with me, but it started with, you know, Brent Gabriel, who was in a group with Craig,
yep.
Who did a group with us, you know, with me saying yes to open doors. But even before that, it was my opportunity to go meet some folks in Nepal that happened back in 2018.
Yeah.
So I have a friend who teaches over there. He's a seminary professor, and he kept inviting me, and I kept finding reasons as excuses to say no. And finally I said yes. And it was an amazing trip. I got to meet these gentlemen here who just incredible servants and leaders in their church and community. And did some work with them over in 2018 and stayed in touch. You know, kept our relationship going. And then as I got to experience the Disciple First process and figure out what that was all about, shared that with Randall Gleason and you know, this was post-COVID. He thought it would be a great idea to introduce that to these folks. And so we did. We jumped in and did a grow group over Zoom.
Yeah, and tell them the time difference between, like, what time was it for you and what time was it for them?
So it's exactly 12 hours opposite there. So we did it 9 o'clock in the morning for me, about 8:30, 8:45 for them in the evening. So it was quite an interesting experience, and it took us a little while. You know, there's some language issues, and it just took us a little longer to get through it. But these guys know English well, so we used the books in English, and it worked out pretty well. But it took a little time to get through it. Now, the interesting part is during COVID, they lost a lot of leaders in their church. They had a really tragic event over there, and so it was really important to them. And Pastor Prim recognized it quickly that this material could really help them build their the depth of maturity in their leadership, which was sorely needed over there. So it took one or two meetings for him to realize, hey, we really need this translated into Nepali.
Yeah.
And so, you know, about a year after we started, Lakpa over there, the amazing translator, had the first book translated into Nepali and released that, and they started doing their own group. So now we've just finished the second book, translating the second book, and he's working on the third, and so they're starting to venture into that. So yeah, they've had a lot of groups start and get growing. I think they're over 60 groups now, using the Nepali translated version of the Grow series.
Did you hear that? 60 groups. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
So I've traveled a little around the world, not a ton, but I've been to a lot of places. I've never seen an international church organization as strategic with planting churches and multiplying as the church in Nepal that these guys are a part of. And what they recognized was, we're strategic, we know church planting, we're self-sufficient, but we need to grow our leaders deeper, and the Grow Series will help us do that. And it just, we are excited to be able to partner with them and do that. But I don't want to gloss over this, and we're going to revisit it again. It was all because Keith Squires decided to reinvest what was invested in him.
Yeah.
One person's investment. Now we have a movement of multiplication through people investing their life and leaders raised up that we don't know what that's going to do over the next few years. We're going to watch, and we're going to continue to pour fire on it.
That's right.
Or pour gas on that fire. But we will be blown away by that one investment. So I don't want to miss that.
And Ben, you and Glenn went out there, yep, and did some training. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we were able to travel last year and train leaders. They had a gathering, a multipliers gathering and leader gathering from all over Nepal, where leaders came there. And Brent and Glenn just really, I mean, he worked like crazy, and he preached, I think, five or six different sermons in 3 days. And it was just, you know, to a probably 1,500 people. And it was just a very powerful time. But we got to see firsthand, number one, the darkness that's in Nepal. We kind of brush over that, I think, sometimes, of the idols and the hint how deeply demonic and oppressive that Hindu and Buddhist religions really are. And so watching that, but then also watch the gospel really move forward, and now you have leaders that are being able to really grow deep and multiply. And it's really fun to watch, and it's exciting. We didn't really know what we were walking into when we got there.
Well, let me just say, you meet people in life where it's like, man, that guy just gets things done. Ben is the get it done guy. Can we give him a hand?
Amen. Let's give it up for Ben.
When I travel and I do trips, you know, I feel like it's all on me to get things done. And he was kind of doing the same thing. He's like, you know, we need to take the, I've got it, Ben. And I would say, we need to take theirs. I've got it, Keith. You know, so he's an amazing guy to get things done. It's really good.
Thank you for that.
Good to be a part of it.
Appreciate it. All right, Pastor Brent, we got to hear from you. Mr. Where's the Beef? Okay, so, but we don't know much about the church in Nepal. Like, people in our audience, they may not know much about Nepal. But what we want to know is, tell us about what the church in Nepal is facing. What's the climate, like, from a cultural standpoint, that the church in Nepal is facing?
Thank you. First of all, thank you for having us. In the collective, we come all the way from Nepal. And before 1950, there were no church, no Christian in Nepal. It's like a dark site, dark corner. Like 83% Hindu and 9% Buddhist, and there were no Christian at all. But some of Northeast India, Indian Nepali friend, they came to pray in the border of Nepal, and they cry, and God opened the door for the Nepal slowly. But it was a underground church, small churches, and it's an underground church. But in the 1990, God has opened the freedom preaching in Nepal. So church start many, many places in Nepal. So now 753 village, local government, and there are several villages, and 142 tribes. There are gospel is reaching slowly day by day. Lots of challenge over there, but God is moving. And one of the things, Nepal is the fastest growing church in this these days also is like people are coming there in the church by the healing. Most of healing, if I would say that 90% people, they come by healing. And they are attacked by demons and they come to church and they heal. And there are way to bringing Christianity in Nepal. So God's movement is so fastest growing in Nepal as a Christianity, not disciple yet, but Christianity is there. So in those years, God is working among the Nepalese. Nepal is three layers. We have mountains and hilly regions and flat regions, and God is working corner by corner here, everywhere. And this is the move of God in Nepal in these days. And we stand. Our church is the third oldest church in Nepal. So we have many churches in Kathmandu Valley. We say that is our capital. And also more than 200 churches in village, mission field. And we are working like this. And there are several churches is moving, several churches working among the Nepalese. This is what God is working in Nepal.
Yeah, amen. And it, yeah,
praise
give it up,
God
give it
for
up.
That.
Yeah, praise God. And again, it is a dark place. And the way that their church is structured is they have mother churches and then daughter churches that are spreading across the whole country. And it's, again, 1950 is not that long ago. Just, I mean, I know it may sound that long ago to you guys, but way back in the 1900s. But again, that's not that long ago. And now, again, with God's help and you guys being very strategic, you're reaching the villages for that. So praise God. And so, Lakpa, I have a question for you. I have two quick questions. Number one, how many churches are in your association now in NIM?
We have about 200 churches in our NIM network.
Yeah, so no churches at all in 1950 to now, just in your network, 200.
Yes.
One of the fastest growing church movements in the world is happening in Nepal. So it's exciting to be a part of it and exciting to watch you. What would you say now that we have the growth? Because you put in a whole lot of work. I know how hard translating is, and I don't speak another language. Just watching the process and getting, you know, how Craig talks and how we talk in the West, and how does that apply to other cultures and contexts? It's very difficult. What would you say, though, is the biggest impact you've seen since having that tool in your hand in your own language?
Yeah, the growth series that we got in our hands, first we did with Kitsa, and later on it was translated into Nepali, and we did with our leaders, and then we did with our lay members. So we have a bit of mixed experience. First, with the leaders, when we did, it was kind of, because the first part of growth series was about walking with God. And so when we started doing that, and our leaders, it took a while, it took some time for them to capture the concept of the growth series and everything. So their initial kind of thing was, oh, this is so simple. But later on, we kind of went through the whole walk with God, and later on, they understood the impact of that growth series, the first book, because it's kind of in a systematic way about salvation and everything, about God's grace, about sin. So all these things were put in a systematic manner, and it kind of built confidence in them. It's not that they don't know anything about it, but they know it. But it kind of made them confident when we went through that whole, the first Walk with God series. So when they kind of started leading with the other smaller groups, I could see them, the confidence in them, like when they kind of shared the Word of God. And with the lay members, I had a group with the lay members also. And with the lay members, that was more interesting. Because when I did with the lay members, we used to come to church and go. But when I gathered them in a small group, and when we went through that growth series, the first book, and they started learning. they started knowing about the things that are in there. And it's not just only about learning from that book. It's about building relationship with each other. So that kind of brought a very big impact on them. And whenever anything, anyone is in need of anything, then the whole group is there for them. And there was one interesting incident about, I think, is it okay I share?
Yes, please.
I'm looking at the time, it's running. So
no, you're good.
In that group, one of our brothers, he went through some incident in his life. His wife was in the hospital, and it was a very sad moment for the whole family. And her husband was in our group. So the morning when the incident happened, it was like late night and early morning, I got a call from them, and I went to the hospital. And when I went there, there was his group over there. And he was feeling like confident, and it was a very sad incident, but he was kind of in a confident state that there was someone there for me. Early morning, these guys came up. Before me reaching in the hospital, these guys were there over there, and he was kind of feeling kind of a very in a safe kind of state. So that kind of made me, oh, these guys are really into discipleship, and I'm really blessed by that kind of impact. And the groups are still together. Whenever things happen, they meet up together, they work together, and so it has really brought a big impact in our lives. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Give it up for Lock Pop.
Amen.
So again, I appreciate being there with you, and we're going to be able to go back and be able to train leaders in next May in 2026 and continue to partner with you. And we're extremely excited to see what God is going to do and what he's already doing. And we just want to continue to just partner with you. And we're so blessed to just know you and to be friends and take you out to dinner and have good fajitas, right, Pastor Prim? Beef fajitas. Oh, and he had grilled shrimp for the first time, too. He enjoyed that. Yeah, grilled shrimp fajitas were another favorite besides the beef. So as we kind of wind down, the Disciple Making Leader podcast and Disciple Making Leader Live really is about this type of leader, someone that is really leading out of the overflow, not a superstar leader where the accolades are all on them, not this that's just looking for renown and to build their name, but really goes under the radar and invests their life in other people so that they would invest their life in other people as they just walk with God in their own personal way. And so Keith doesn't know we're doing this. I'm putting him on the spot. So Keith, I want to honor you as really epitomizing what a disciple-making leader is, and you very unassuming, not with flash, not with it, just investing your life into these men. And I want to bring out Pastor Glenn. He's going to come out. He's got a little gift for you. We want to honor you a little bit, celebrate what God did through your investment, and I don't want you to miss that. It's one person's investment, and I think sometimes we discount what we can do and what God can do through our investment. Glenn was able to go, and again, I want to honor him and the work that he put in Nepal that will continue on. He'll probably go with us again in May. The work he did as executive director when we started the project to do the translation of the Growth Series, I want to honor him in that, but more specifically, it began... Our part of this began when God said, hey, I need you to just make this investment and pour into these people. Not because I want to see the 60 groups in Nepal. That's not why you did that. And that's why you're a disciple-making leader. And that's why we love you. And that's why we're celebrating what God has done through your life. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would just offer this word of encouragement to anybody who's thinking, you know, is God really using me? Where's my fruit? You know, what am I seeing in my life that's really making any difference? And I would just tell you, if you've got that question, spend a couple of years in John 15. Because God will tell you what you need to be doing. You're abiding in him, you're going to know what he wants to do. He's going to open doors. And I'm guilty of banging on doors that are not open. And trying to get that door open, because God, I want to go through that door, when he may just be saying, quit banging your head on that door and go through this one. And so you just have to be open to what God is opening and walk on through, and don't hesitate.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, guys.
Let's give it up for these guys one more time.
Thank you. Appreciate all your work. Thanks so much. Well, Craig, we're kind of getting to the end of our time here.
We're down to the end of
time. Flies.
God bless you,
Thank
Pastor.
You, Pastor Prim. Give it up. He's ready to fight, Pastor David. He's ready. He's ready. Take his hits. So I want to, again, thank you for being a part of tonight. I want to get a little bit serious. We've had a lot of fun tonight. We've talked about disciple-making leader. If you don't know my story, I'd love to tell you sometime. I'm not going to get into that. I was a part of this church and it was a byproduct of being invested in when my life was a wreck. But I ultimately ended up going into ministry in 2014, left the business world, and Zach Towery and I had a lot of dreams of what could be and why we were leaving ministry, and I wanted to share, so I hadn't shared this with many people. So this is, you know, it's blessed because, and this Craig will tell you, it's on a cocktail napkin.
That's right. That's what God speaks.
Anything ordained, and yeah. So this is on an American Airlines cocktail napkin. And it was in 2014, me and my wife were able to go on a trip that God blessed us with through her business. It was right before I had left business and was about to help start Disciple First. And I was just had been dreaming about what this could be. And as I was kind of dozing to sleep, I look up and it's the map of, you know, when you're on the airplane, you got the map in front of you. And again, I'm not super a mystical person or anything, but it was just, I kind of got this picture in my head, and it was this tree that was growing out of North America on the map, and it was just planting fruit, and fruit was dropping on the other continents, and trees were sprouting up, and it was just this idea of if what could be if we just make disciples who make disciples. And I drew out a little bit of that and just some things to myself, some challenges to myself. But what I want to encourage you tonight is that you are a fulfillment of this dream. You are the fruit that as we all make disciples together, it's not my dream, it's not my mission. I'm just a bum that God chose to use. And he poured his grace out on me, and I'm just faithful to him because he's faithful to me. But I want you to know that you are a blessing to me, every single one of you. All you Disciple First guys that are serving, man, you are a blessing to me. All you church planters out there in hard places, you're fulfilling my dream. Just know that. This is a dream fulfilled that was written on a napkin over 11 years ago. And the cool thing is, Craig, it's just getting started. This is just the start. This is not the fulfillment of this dream of what can be. God's not done with me. God's not done with Disciple First. God's not done with Cross Creek Network or the Cross Creek Collective. He's just getting started. But it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us working as disciple-making leaders, not for our own renown, but for Christ's renown. For his glory, we will keep at it. Craig?
Amen. Thank you, Ben. Can we give it up for Ben? Thank you, Ben, for all your hard work. You are a get-it-done kind of guy. And the work that's happening through Disciple First, over 2,000 people we train in live trainings every year. 40,000 that we've counted up to this point since we started Disciple First being trained. That's because of your hard work. And I thank God for you. And we've been on a lot of planes together, too. And, but I just want to give a last challenge to you. We're wrapping up now. And I want to talk to our students. Where are our students at? All right. Okay, I want y'all to look at me right here. Your life will make a lasting impact to the degree that you invest it in others. I want you to take that away tonight. You know, you can go through your life consuming all day long. Why? What did I get out of this? What did I get out of that? How am I going to feel about X, Y, and Z? But let me tell you something. Your life will matter when you invest what has been invested in you. And you got people invested in you here that you invested in other people. And when you do that, then you will make a difference in this world that can never be stopped. I want you to understand that. And listen, I'm talking to church planters. Where are my church planters out here? Raise up your hand. Church planters, this is what God's calling you to. God's calling you to invest your life. Not just to plant a church. Yes, that's what you're doing. But it's in through that mechanism that you invest in people. And people invest in people. And disciples multiply disciples. And I want to talk to my pastors. Where are the pastors here that are part of our Cross Creek Network? Raise up your hand, pastors. I know you're in the room here. All right. I see some pastors in there. Some of you aren't raising your hands. God, I can see you, though. People think I can't see from the platform. I can see just fine. But let me tell you what, pastors. You have an opportunity to invest in the congregations you have that will have a multiple generational impact. A multiple generational impact. That is what we're all called to do. This is the honor and the privilege that we have. And just think about, you know, there's nothing special about Little Colleyville Church. There's nothing special about us. But God is using this church. And this is not patting us on the back. This is glory to God. But I think it's just because we're just trying to take his word seriously. To invest in others that will multiply to the ends of the earth. And that is happening. And just like what Ben said, we're just getting started. The collective is just getting started. And year over year over year, we're going to see it grow. And we're going to praise God because of it. But it starts with a decision you make to go home and make an impact in somebody else's life. To invest your life in others. So let's pray for that right now. Would you do that? Would you stand with me? Let's stand together and let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you for the good work that you are doing. Lord, we just see what you are doing. We see what you're doing in Montreal, and we see what you're doing in Nepal, and we see what you're doing in Africa and in Asia and Israel. We see what you're doing all across Texas and the United States. God, we see what you're doing in these students. God, we see what you're at work. And the fact that you would choose to use us is so humbling. That God, you would choose to use us. As flawed as we are, as simple as we are. But Lord, we just want to be used by you. And Lord, I pray that you would stir our hearts. And Lord, tonight, that these stories would just continue to stir our hearts, God. To stay at it. To keep fighting. To keep investing. Keep doing what you call us to do until you return. Because, Lord, we know when we do that, that we're going to bear much fruit and prove to be your disciples. And so, Lord, fill us with your spirit now and use us for your glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Guys, thank you for watching this episode. We hope it was a blessing to you. We'd love to hear from you, what you learned from it. If you want to connect with us or hear more about what we have available, our resources that can help you make and multiply disciples like Jesus, those will be in the show notes below, along with any information and links about our guests and their ministries. We pray you have a good day. Take care.